I don't know where they come from. I don't know why they happen. But they do take me by surprise. I do get these dark moods that come on me. I know the cause of them. It's like an old war wound, really. Comes back to give me pain again. A different kind of pain than a physical pain, though. It never ceases to surprise me, though. I was fine until about 5 o'clock today. Not a hint of it coming. But it's always the way, I never know. Some of you who've listened to me on booze in the past know that I suffer now and again from these moods. It's a dark place, I call it my dark place, and it's somewhere I try not to go. Very difficult to stay out of it. The one thing that I learned through my depression some years ago, which this is the old war wound that I'm talking about, is the one thing I learned was knowing how not to get back into it, not to get back into that depression. And yet, every now and again, something seems to just come over me. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. I know the cause of it, but I don't know why it still happens. There's no rhyme, no reason to it, really. Everything goes swimmingly. I was in a good mood today, thinking about getting a new motorbike. I've got a few bills to pay off and a few debts to pay off first, of course, but I was thinking about that quite a lot today. I had, and other things too, but lots of good things. And then I don't know what time it was, I just sat and I was doing my normal stuff. And then somebody called me. And I realised then that I couldn't really speak to them. That wasn't the trigger. It was just that was the realisation that I wasn't in the right place. Sort of creeps up on you, really. You go from being optimistic and full of life into a slow decline into a, it's hard to explain. You just feel a little bit dead inside. Well, actually, you feel totally dead inside, not just a little bit. I tend to boo my way out of it. Sounds a bit daft. You see, I do have people who would listen to me if I wanted to talk to them about it. There are people who I know who are understanding and who I have friends, my partner and that sort of thing, who will listen. But it's not the same because I can't speak to them. I don't want to speak to anybody. And yet I find by doing an audio boo, recording my ramblings, quite therapeutic, really. I'm not really bothered if anybody's listening or anybody's bored or anybody's fed up with this. That doesn't, it's not about you, it's about me. And I do find it quite therapeutic. But I know what I need to do. I need to go to bed. The only way out of it is sleep. Usually I fall dead asleep and then I wake up the next day and usually it's okay. It can last for a couple of days, but getting better at managing it. I seem to know, or my mind is seeming to accept the routine of these things when it comes along. If I go to bed, I wake up and I'm usually okay. And that's good. I can function through it. It's not like it cripples me. It just means I'm not very sociable. Living on my own, that's not usually a problem. But I do have people who care for me. And I know they care for me and I care for them. And, but I can't speak to them because they would think I didn't care. Because I just don't care what is being said, if that makes any sense. With the best will in the world, you can't help somebody that's going through any kind of depression. This is something else I learned. You can't help people going through depression. You just have to be there. I think when I went through my own depression some years ago, I knew people were there for me. And I suppose you don't know it consciously, but that's a help. Because at the time, you just don't really care. And I have these mini, I don't call them depressions, I just call them dark moods. I have these mini dark moods now and again. Anyway, I shall stop rambling about it, I suppose. I'll title this boo to warn people, but it's possibly not worth listening to. It's certainly not worth listening to. I don't listen back to this. This is just me talking through this thing, this war wound, this, I can't even call it pain, because it doesn't hurt in the traditional sense. It doesn't hurt in the traditional sense of melancholy either, or sadness. It doesn't really hurt at all. That's a frightening thing about it, really. You just don't really feel anything apart from. The one thing I feel is a rage. And it's unfocused. It's not at me, it's not at anybody, not at anything. I just have to leave it. I just have to leave it to God. Tends to sort it out. Or whatever God is tends to sort it out. Anyway, enough.